Thank you, Sarah. Now, we end our news stories with reasons why the River Wensum in Norwich is running low, and a midwife delivers a visual masterpiece. But first, residents say that cameras are needed on an NDR rat run.
Fears have been raised that speed cameras need to be placed on a road used by NDR rat runners soon, or the cash to pay for the project will disappear. That is the warning from Cossey Town Council member Gary Blundell, who said the two cameras were the preferred option for West End Cossey, a popular shortcut for motorists driving from the new road to the A47. Mr. Blundell added that the Town Council, Norfolk County Council and residents wanted the average speed cameras, but was disheartened that Norfolk Police were opposed to the idea.
A fish and chip shop that has been going for 81 years since the outbreak of the Second World War is up for sale after its owners decided to call it a day. Paul and Victoria Slater, who have run the Long John Hill Fish Bar in Lakenham for 6 years, have decided to pursue a different career. Mrs. Slater has already got a job elsewhere, while Mr. Slater continues to run the shop and emphasised it's open to customers as usual. He launched a petition last year against VAT on fish and chips, warning that the price of cod and haddock had gone through the roof. He said at the time that rising costs would mean that people could no longer afford the British staple meal of fish and chips. The fish and chip shop, situated in a dense residential area and including a 2- or 3-bedroom apartment, is for sale for £199,000. And a fish and chip shop started there in 1939.
A midwife has delivered something rather special after creating a mosaic masterpiece to adorn one of the hospital's walls. Cruella Jones used discarded plastic from various medical items that would otherwise be binned to create the picture of a pregnant mother and her baby. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNUH, midwife, was inspired by the work of a nurse in Toronto and has spent the last year working on it. She designed the sketch and, like a jigsaw puzzle, pieced together the large, colourful mosaic using the plastic collected by colleagues. For the project, a full dustbin of plastic was collected to be used on the 4-foot by 3-foot canvas. She took inspiration from the famous Vogue magazine cover of Demi Moore when she was pregnant, as well as trying to capture the work of midwives to ensure mother and baby are healthy from conception to birth. The artwork is set to be put on display at the NNUH in the maternity department.
A store owner said he was letting shoplifters get away as figures showed that more businesses were not supporting police action against thieves. In 2018-19, Norfolk Police were called to 4,172 reports of shoplifting. In 712 cases, almost 17%, the victim did not support further action, a massive jump from 33 out of 3,888 cases, or 1%, 4 years ago. Benya Curian, who owns Denmark Stores on Sproulston Road, Norwich, said that letting the perpetrator get away was the easiest option. "If I claim insurance, my premiums go up," he said. "It's better to let them get away with it." The top four most shoplifted areas in the county were in Norwich, with the area around St Stephen's Street topping the list with 117 reports. This was followed by All Saints Street with 103 incidents, Sweetbriar Retail Park in Helsdon with 98, and Chapelfield Shopping Centre with 83.
The look of the main river flowing through Norwich could be drastically changed for generations to come if tests at a city pumping station prove beneficial. City dwellers close to Wensum in Norwich have noticed that over the past few days, the water level has been particularly low, with one person commenting that it was the lowest that they had seen it in a decade. And now it can be revealed that it is by design, with the Environment Agency deliberately reducing the level as part of an ongoing trial into how the river looks with less water in it. The trial has seen the sluice gates opened at New Mills Pumping Station to allow the EA to monitor water depths and velocity at several locations along the river, heading upstream towards Helston. It is being carried out to see whether lower water levels could improve conditions for many different species that occupy the river, including fish, eels and water voles. Another trial could be carried out in the summer, which may eventually result in the EA deciding to make the change permanent, which, it said, would result in an increase in free-flowing water and improvements in habitats typical of a Norfolk chalk river.
A major new all-day event focusing on mental ill health, the best advice and support for sufferers, and aimed at getting people to share their stories, is being launched by this newspaper. Open Up at Open will focus on the many issues around mental health which directly impact the people of Norfolk. The free-to-attend event, which is being sponsored by Liam Lambert Construction Limited, will see a series of sessions held through the day covering issues including mental health in children, standards of care, Sir Norman Lamb's new dedicated charity, and more. It will also feature people's real-life stories to offer advice and help spread the message to those who suffer and their friends and relatives that they are not alone. It will take place at Open, Norwich, in Bank Plain on Friday, March the 6th. The programme, which runs from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m, will kick off with a live broadcast debate hosted by BBC Radio Norfolk. People will be able to attend yoga sessions, breathing and mindfulness workshops.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Now, when you have finished with this memory stick, just pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, and not forgetting to turn over the address label, and there is no postage to pay at all. And don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Just keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. All the features were taken from the Norwich Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. And we are always pleased to hear from our listeners. And so if you'd like to get in touch, you can call the office on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone, or you can visit our website, cbtn.org.uk. So we hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Stephen Cox was the sound recordist, and the editor was Sarah Lusher. And so that's all from us here at Chatterbox. And so from me, Sam Elmhurst, goodbye.
And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.